Good morning and welcome to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. With me in studio today is our my executive assistant and wonderful person, Morgan Murphy. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning, Dr. Ackerley.
We've had a busy week, haven't we?
Very busy week.
Yeah, we're coming up on lots of business success stories, but man, we have just been meeting with people right and left all week long, so we're jumping into Friday. It's a great day to talk with some people. On Monday is our Wonder Show celebrating the University of Arizona. I'll be here for that. And then on Tuesday, General Ted Maxwell hosts the Engagement Hour. On Wednesday, our friend Grant Kruger hosts Food for Thought Wednesday, which is a great discussion of civic engagement and restaurants and other things. And then Tom Moulton hosts Southern Arizona Attractions, sponsored by Visit Tucson, on Thursday. And I host Business and Organization Success Stories on Friday. So one of those success stories is our guest this morning is Dara Davis from Sun Sagittarius and Design Studio. Good morning, Dara.
Hi. Thanks for being.
Well, you've done this for two or three years now. You've been in the design business. So when did you get started in Tucson in the design business?
In Tucson, I moved here in 1988, and my parents had opened a small design studio out by Saddlebrook.
Right.
And there wasn't much out there then.
Right. A lot of cactus and a lot of open land, right?
Yeah. That's right. That's right. I worked for many years for a company called Barrows.
Oh, yeah.
That a lot of people remember.
Very well.
And
yeah.
I'd probably still be there if they hadn't closed.
Right.
But that's really what gave me my lead in moving into full service interior design.
Right. And so you've been doing that for a few years now, a couple decades, where you've basically you're a design studio and a showroom that serves clients when they're looking at updating or fixing or even in a new build what their home or their business might look like. You come in and help them do that, right?
Yes, we do. And the furniture store part of it kind of began because people need to sit in things to make sure that it supports their body properly. And we became very big on that, just making sure that people have at least one chair in their house where they're actually comfortable. So instead of working out of catalogs, we created a small showroom for people.
Right. And you still have a beautiful showroom now, but over the years, you've done lots of different things. You've gotten involved in window coverings, which is obviously a big part of designing in a home and even an office, what the windows look like and the coverings on those. And you were saying that you're one of few people left in Tucson who does draperies as well as the blinds and other things as well.
Yeah. We do full service interior design, but we also do parts of design.
Right.
So if people need window coverings, we partnered with Hunter Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the blinds for people, but we also create beautiful custom window treatments, and there's not as much of that anymore.
And so you actually create these window coverings yourselves, and like you say, especially if you have a unique architecture and you have a unique window design and you need something special for it, then you can actually manufacture that right here in Tucson, right?
That's true. We troubleshoot the problems with sunlight.
Right.
And people move here and they don't want to cover their windows at all. So usually once they get over that first year, they'll be willing to cover their windows a little bit as the sun has stripped the color from their rugs and their piano, everything else. So yeah, they're all unique. It's all custom to each home.
Right. So you're the owner and lead designer. What is a lead designer? And you're also a member of the American Society of Interior Designers, ASID, which is obviously an important distinction. Why that ASID distinction? Why is that important? If someone's looking for design for their home or design for their office, why would that be an important thing to look for?
Well, it's a professional status that you know that someone who's a member of American Society of Interior Designers is accredited.
Right.
And has been accepted into that.
And have the training that...
Tucson, it isn't required to be a designer.
Right.
Arizona's an unlicensed state.
Mm-hmm.
So some states require interior designers to be licensed, but we don't.
Right.
But I think for the consumer, it's probably just a little added reassurance.
Right, right. Especially if you're going to make an investment, a significant investment in your home or your office or whatever, a hotel or whatever you're designing, you're going to want somebody that knows what they're doing and be able to pull it all together and not only do the thinking and creating of what it's going to look like, but actually the execution of it as well, right? That's an important part of it, too. Be able to handle all of that infrastructure of putting that all together, right?
Sure. Part of being a lead designer is, you know, after 40 years, I know what happens when you do things.
Right.
So if I can help a younger designer not make a mistake that I've made myself.
Right.
That's where my expertise comes in.
Yeah. How many designers do you work with at Sunset? How many? Well,
right now we just have two.
Two. Okay. Yeah. And they're accredited, so they know what they're doing.
Yes.
And they get that going. So when we met, we were up at your showroom. What a beautiful showroom. But you offer different things that people, they don't have to get a design to come in and talk to you and take some of the stuff that you use to design homes and stuff. They can actually buy it and take it to their own house, right? So you have art and antiques and decor items.
Yes.
In studio. So what's some of those kind of things that you offer in the retail setting?
Well, we have huge collection of Native American artifacts, really. Mm-hmm. So when people move to Tucson, they're pretty excited about our history and our culture.
Right.
And to incorporate a little bit of Native American collectibles in with their design, it's exciting for them. If
right.
you've lived in Tucson your whole life, you're probably not so excited about it.
Right.
So, and it's kind of surprising that we can incorporate those into modern design, too, because mm-hmm. that's the trend right now, is more modern. And it gives a little regional touch.
Right.
So, but we also have just accessories, you know, silk flowers and mm-hmm. pots that you can, and we do flower arrangements for people, lamps. So people just wander in to see what's there. I take vintage chair frames and reupholster in kind of wild ways. So people like to come in and see what the one-of-a-kind things are,
right,
too.
Right. And we were saying that if you say you own a home somewhere else and it's unique to Chicago or to New York or to some other part of the country, and you have a second home perhaps in Tucson, you want it to be unique and different and not necessarily a cookie cutter of what you had back wherever you came from. So that's why some of this historical and natural artifacts and so forth are come into play, right? And the colors and the different Southwest.
That's right. That's exactly right, Ed. That people want to have a sense of place is what I call it. So
right.
that when you walk in, you know you're in your Arizona home.
Right.
And even if it's not like it used to be with the coyotes and all of that. It's
right.
very sophisticated pieces of some almost museum quality.
So when we come back after the break, we'll come back and talk about that sense of place that you like to create with your designs and with the stuff you offer in your store for people to come in and see. So we'll come back. We're talking with Dara Davis, who's with Sunset Interiors and Design Studio, and you're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM The Voice, Tucson's only live local news and talk. We'll be back right after the break. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson on this beautiful Friday in December in Tucson. It's wonderful. With me in studio is my assistant, executive assistant, Morgan Murphy. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We got a little break from the education institution that's in the middle of our city for about six
yes,
weeks.
Yes, finals are over.
Thank goodness. Yeah, I just finished my last one yesterday, so I'm looking good for about 4 to 6 weeks here. It's going to be great. With us in studio is Dara Davis. She is the owner and lead designer at Sunset Interiors and Design Studio. And your location is up in Plaza Colonial, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
Kind of describe where it is in the thick of things. So that's
Plaza Colonial is on the southwest corner of Skyline and Campbell. So just to give a reference, La Encantada's northwest corner.
All right.
Uh-huh. So we're just across the street. A lot of people know Tavolino Restaurant, Wild right. Garlic. And we're between the two of them.
Right. We went to, when we came up to see you, we went to Wild Garlic and talked to Steve, and it was great. What have you, you just walk in the place, it just smells delicious. In
yeah,
there,
they're yeah. such great people.
And of course, Jane's right around the corner from you there.
Jane Hamilton's a good friend. She's the one that let me know about the location that was going to be available.
Right, right. And she's kind of the reason we're together. She's
yes.
She's a good listener. Well, hi, Jane. She's probably
Jane.
Listening. She's probably listening right now, and she's a good supporter of the show. So when you talk about this Native American approach, I know you have some handbags and stuff that use Native American Navajo rugs and so forth as part of the design piece, and then turquoise jewelry and so forth. as you say, if you lived in and grew up in Tucson in the Southwest, you know, maybe not, you're not that enthralled with the Native American culture and so forth. But these people coming in from all different parts of the world, those 7 million visitors we have each year, they're just fascinated by the Native American culture and the art and the decor that comes along with that.
Yes, we used to have quite a few stores in Tucson that had collectibles that you could use mm-hmm. in your home that were part of the Southwest culture, but they kind of went away.
Miller Curio on Speedway. There was one in Elkhorn Mall for years that had Native American jewelry and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and there were even a
downtown,
couple of quite a few furniture stores or
right.
Southwest-driven stores that you could go into and find things, but. They were kind of gone, and during the pandemic, when so many people started moving here,
mm-hmm.
I realized that they kind of wanted that. That's why they were here.
Right.
And so that's when I started collecting and offering my collection for sale.
Right.
And
right.
for use in projects.
And then some of the furniture that you do, and some of the furniture that you make, and like you say, you take a existing chair and then redo it and turn it into something unique and different. That's all part of that sense of place as well, of creating something unique and different that someone can put in their home and be proud of, right?
Yeah, I think it is. It's also part of being a creative person and whose mm-hmm. mind never stops working. So we're always creating something, and it's fun for me to create something out of nothing. Somebody
right.
might look at whatever I'm making, chairs, fabrics, leathers, as nothing, and you put them all together and it turns into something more.
Right.
And we just got a chair in from Hancock & Moore, which is an old company in North Carolina that hand makes furniture, and mm-hmm. they painted a flag on the back. So they call the chair Old Glory. And it's they're kind of the same way. They keep an artist on staff that paints the chairs. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about if someone has a home or residence or an office even, or a hotel or a building, a commercial building, and they want some help kind of to see what you think about what they can do to spruce it up and make it look. And we've talked about some of the great opportunities you've had at some of the nice resorts in town and so forth to bring them a little Southwestern flair to them or some design. What should a person do? They should obviously call you and say, I've got this property and I'd like to come see it, basically. Is that how it works?
They just give us a call. And first, they talk, we listen,
mm-hmm.
and try to understand the scope of work and to narrow it down. And I have a method to help people get from A, B, C, and to get a project done. And so once the first decision is made and we know that we're a fit with one another, because it's doing a design project is like a mini marriage.
Right.
You're going to be together quite a bit for usually about a year on the bigger projects. Smaller ones, not so much. But
right.
Yeah, so I think people can, and they can come into the showroom and get a sense of what we do, which I think is a big advantage.
Right.
And so they get a taste of who we are and what we do.
And then they can go to some of these, say, resorts and see what you've done, and you can direct them to the rooms and stuff and say, here's one we did. So.
Well, I think we just did Ritz-Carlton,
right.
and it was one of those sense of place things. So we did an installation of two Navajo rugs, large room size rugs,
mm-hmm.
and a collection of Native American pottery, things like that. I think people can go there and see how you can use it in a modern environment.
Mm-hmm.
We did Canyon Ranch years ago with Ed and
Melon
and Edith Zuckerman.
Right.
It used to be the W. Dude Ranch, and we found old photos. I did all the research on it. I found photos online of the people that used to go there, and we built a room around that. So when folks come to us, we listen to them, and then we start by manifesting what we think is what they're shooting for.
Right. So it's a mix of modern design, but also reaching back and bringing forth some of that historical, that authentic, that Native American look and that Southwestern look that is so popular.
Yeah, it is. I mean, internationally right now, the Southwest look, Native American, is huge.
Right.
In Tucson, though, it's still a mixed bag.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I have multiple designers on staff.
Right.
I have one younger designer, Crystal Eastless, and she does most of the modern design.
Mm-hmm.
And and really does not incorporate the Native American or ranch style at all.
Right.
So she fills that niche for the people, new people coming here, typically the younger clients.
Right.
I'll meet the client that's when they come in and kind of determine who's the best fit for them. Mm-hmm. So if they want the cleaner lines, not a lot, the decluttered look, right, that's more of a Crystal look.
Right.
And then I also have Susan Othick on staff, and you might remember her son, Matt Othick.
Was nice young man, yeah.
Yeah, great. And she just came back to Tucson, and she joined me, and she brings a very elegant quality. So we do, you know, we really incorporate.
You complement each other in the different choices and designs and so forth. And you can do basically anything, right?
That's true. And as a team, when we meet new people, we determine who's the best lead on this one. Is it me? Is it Crystal? Is it Susan?
Right.
And then we go from there.
So we're talking with Dara Davis. She is the owner and lead designer at Sunset Interiors, and she's a member of the American Society of Interior Designers. And they offer art, antiques, decor items, and handmade fine leather furniture, and even do some purses and some bags and some other things that are coming online, which are kind of beautiful, what we've seen so far. And so people can get a hold of you by going up to Plaza Colonial and seeing you in person, right?
Sure. We're open Monday through Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So people can just come in, and Sunday by appointment, if somebody just happens to be in town and needs to see us, we can do that. But you can also call, and a lot of people don't come into the studio.
Right.
And we just go out to their homes and assess what they need. So people don't realize we do wood floors, carpeting, draperies, all the things that are the components that make up a complete home.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to do an entire house. We can help with all kinds of things.
And like you said, you can, if you have just one room that you want to make it the showpiece, but maybe you're not touching the other rooms, and get started with one room, you can do that too and help
Absolutely.
Them at that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And again, all this goes back to a sense of place, a sense of making the place unique and something that's special for you and your family and all that.
I think at Sunset Interiors, we've always been more about creating for our client what they want. I don't think that you could look at photos and say that's Sunset Interiors because we're that diverse.
Right.
And certain things, yeah, they're going to know that I did it. We also create a lot of one-of-a-kind pieces.
Mm-hmm.
We have different craftsmen that create cabinets for us. Right now, I'm doing, for three sisters, I'm doing a custom jewelry cabinet that's all going to be handmade.
Wow.
And just to their specifications, their height, all of that. So we do a lot of custom work.
Right. Well, that's fascinating. Right? Well, and just to go into your store and be surrounded by all that beautiful stuff that's in there, that alone is an experience. And then, you know, stop by Jane's place and see some of her artist work that she has there. And then stop in and see Stephen and get a delicious meal over at the Wild Garlic. So
Philibom is moving into our plaza.
Fantastic.
So we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So, and there's Wildemeyer. So it's a great shopping center to come.
If you want to feel creative, go up there and spend a few hours.
And then, of course, we met at Art Walk, which is the first Thursday of every month. And it's an open house from 4 to 7.
Right.
And it's always a lot of fun. There's usually music at Jane's.
So you can get a hold of Dara Davis, Sunset Interiors and Design Studio at Plaza Colonia, which is at 2890 East Sunrise.
It's 2870.
70. Okay, Sunrise Drive. And the phone number is 520-825-2297?
2297.
Okay, great.
And you can we have a Shopify also, so shop Sunset Interiors or our website, www.sunsetinteriors.com.
Great.
We have a lot of, and also Howes. A lot of people are familiar with Howes now, H-O-U-Z-Z.
Right.
So we have a big showing on Howes of our work.
Beautiful stuff up there, right, Morgan?
It's gorgeous. I love it.
It's a gorgeous. So you can get lost in there for about an hour or so.
You can, especially since we just downsized and put two stores into one.
Right.
So there's a lot in there. You could just sit. You could be in there for days.
Yeah. It is beautiful. Well, it's such a pleasure to have you here on Jump in Tucson, and we look forward to having you back, you and Jane, and the Art Walk coming up in January. And so
thank you
for being with us, and thank you for all the good work you do in Tucson and your success over the last, I'll say 40 years.
Yeah, 40 years. Thank you so much.
Great, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
We'll be back after a word from our great sponsors with the second half of the show. This is KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice, Tucson's only live local local news and talk, and you are listening to Jump in Tucson. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. With me is my executive assistant, Morgan Murphy. Good morning again, Morgan.
Good morning, Dr. Ackerley.
Getting ready for Christmas. Merry Christmas to you with that beautiful music that Matt is playing for us. With us in studio for this segment is our good friend, Rob Lamb. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Before we talk about what you're here for to talk about, let's talk about Rob Lamb and Molly Lamb and all the lambs, all the little lambs, right? You've been in Tucson for quite some time now, and you and our paths have crossed innumerable ways over the years.
This is true. I'm blessed.
And so your career, kind of what brought you to Tucson, what you've been doing the last, say, 20 years, is kind of in the management leadership of organizations that are good at planning, constructing, and implementing economic development through building in Tucson, right?
Yeah. I came down to originally to help with Rainbird Corporation, one of their divisions, and then ran an architecture and engineering firm for about 10 years, GLHN Architects and Engineers, an employee-owned company that's done a lot for U of A and ASU and a number of other municipalities. And,
Great. And then you also have, your list of organizations that you and your family have been involved in, but you specifically involved in the chambers and leadership in our community. It's been pretty impressive. So you've done a lot of that, where you've jumped in and, oh, that's a great tie-in to jump in Tucson,
yes.
Where you've jumped in and got involved in the community. Why do you think that's so important? And what are some of the things you've done, and why do you do that?
First of all, I mean, you started out by introducing me. I do. I've got five children, four boys who are singing in the chorus,
right.
The boys' chorus, and one daughter. And my wife, Molly, and I just celebrated 30 years of marriage. We're
great.
Excited about that. And without her support, I couldn't do anything.
Right.
That's the first thing. But the time we've been here in Tucson, we've really come to love this community.
Mm-hmm.
We're part of it. We want our kids to be able to grow up here and to stay here and work and raise families and do what they want if they so choose. And that's why I've always had an economic development be in my bonnet about making sure that Tucson can really grow and thrive,
because
this is the community that we're a part of.
One of the cool things that you did when I was running for mayor the last two cycles, you got to be the chair of the chamber committee that was interviewing the potential candidates. So you got to hear them all and got to hear what they had to say. But it was nice it was actually for me personally to walk into a room with, 25 people and have you there. It was very comforting to say, at least there's Rob there. Rob's a good guy. So,
well, I tell you, one of the things that I just wanted to point out too, Ed, is I wanted to just say thank you for all you do for this city that you grew up in, and you're running a business that your father started. You've been teaching at the university and shepherding in the next generation of business leaders and marketers, and you've gotten involved in countless nonprofits that support what we do here. And so I just want to say thank you. And then the other one too is, and I say this to everybody who runs for office when we get a chance to interview them, thank you for stepping forward to be able to want to serve. And you are the epitome of that. And frankly, I wish you were mayor.
Yeah, so do I. It is not for the faint of heart to be a political candidate, especially at that level, at the mayoral and the city council level. It is a tough grind, and I do appreciate our mayor and our council and our supervisors and our state representatives who put in the time and effort. It's not an easy job, and obviously you can't please everybody. And so, the instant you get elected, half the people don't like you, and it's a tough job. And but we can make a difference. And like my father Gene said about church, this is our parish, and we'll always be here. And the politicians are just caretakers for a moment in time. It's our city, and we did determine the direction that we wanted to go, and they're kind of guests. I always view myself as just a guest in students' lives for a semester or two or three, where I get to step in, but it's their life, and I just try to help them direct it in the right possible way. So that's great. Well, you, I guess we should just mention that you have four boys, and they were all still are. Some of them are still in the chorus and the team, but also in the alumni chorus. Your family's had a pretty, and Molly was the in the office for many years and doing the office management there. You guys have had a great relationship with the boys' chorus, and of course, my brother's director retiring after 45 years.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we love Julian.
That's kind of where I met you, was through that boys' chorus adventure that we had. So
yeah, the chorus has been a longstanding part of what Tucson is, not only for Tucson, but representing Tucson, you know, throughout the whole world. They always talk about being the singing ambassadors, throughout the world. And our sons have gained a lot through, Cub Scouts when they were younger, but I think more so in the chorus, learning how to be really young gentlemen.
Yeah.
And that's really carried forward.
It was great to see him the other night when we were all together. And I'm sure you had the same experience, when my three boys went off. My three were in each for 7 years, and when they would go off on their first tour, international or wherever they were going, and they would leave as wiggly, squiggly, giggly little varmints, they were just little boys, and then they'd go away for 6 weeks or so, and they'd come back young gentlemen. It was an amazing transformation. Now, it didn't last maybe as long, but they came back as just as wonderful young men, and they still are, and your boys are the same way. Just it is incredible training that they get.
It is.
And those are the kind of people we need running our cities and running our council and running our businesses, so keep them in Tucson so that they can help us build the future that we want. So that's what I think. Well, you had some time at managing some companies here the last couple of years, and that was a blessing for you to have those opportunities, THLN, and then you had a couple other things. But you and your wife decided to do something different.
Yeah, here I am almost 62, and we decided about a year ago to, we kicked the tires on a number of businesses. We wanted to start a business here in Tucson. And so we looked at a number of different things, and lo and behold, roofing floated to the top. It was not on my list.
No pun intended. Floated to the top.
Oh, yeah. But what it is Mighty Dog Roofing is the name of our company, and it's actually a franchise. And that's one of the attractors for us, is that we've got not only the locally owned and engaged ownership, which is what I really was thriving to do and continue to grow something for the families of our employees, to serve the community, et cetera. But it's also got the backing of a national franchise we've got the processes, the systems, the know-how, the relationships with the national suppliers. We've got the ability to serve at a level that's very hard to do if you're just starting off by yourself.
Right.
And so we looked at that and we started off. And so now we've got Mighty Dog Roofing. We opened our doors in June here in Tucson, and we're slowly accelerating. We've been building a wonderful staff. We've got staff that is, I'm looking for people that are humble, hungry, and smart. This is the Pat Lencioni formula for the ideal team player.
Right.
And we've got a couple of wonderful salespeople, and we just had a wonderful operations manager, Veronica Espinosa, just started with us this week. And so we're growing, and we're looking for more salespeople. So if you know anybody who wants to join a growing company and is really good at selling and engaging with people in a high integrity way, have them, come and call me.
Great. So it's called Mighty Dog, and that's when we come back, after the break, we'll talk about the services that you offer and what Mighty Dog does, and what you do here locally, and how you add that local flair to a national company that is positive. I represent the McDonald's owners here in Tucson. We just did a big grand opening of one of theirs, and they're in the same boat. People think about McDonald's and some of these large companies, they think about national, but all the McDonald's in Southern Arizona are owned by families that live here in Tucson, and they have families, and they've been here for years. And so, they've got a brand, but they're local businesses, and they just happen to be flying the flag of a particular franchise. And so Mighty Dog is the same way. You guys are local. All your people live here, and you love Tucson. And that's what's really important about having a local ownership, is that love of Tucson. So, okay, when we come back after the break, we'll talk with Rob Lamb a little bit more about Mighty Dog Roofing and what services they offer, and I know it may not sound like time to be thinking about your roof, but those monsoons will be here before you know it, right?
That's right.
Yeah, okay. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOA 1030 AM, The Voice. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is Dr. Ed Ackerley. Happy holiday season to you. Morgan, you're going to be out of town for the holiday season, but we're dreaming of a white Christmas here in Tucson, right?
Yes. Yeah, that would be amazing if that happened.
Yeah, and we do have a white Christmas in Tucson, a white all year round, because the roofs in Tucson, many of them are white, right, Rob Lamb?
This is true. This is true. That's yeah. One of the things that is amazing about Tucson is if you can imagine a type of roof and a technology that goes on a roof, we've got them here in spades,
right.
In Tucson. So,
back 300, 400 years ago, tile roofs were really important, and making tiles and putting them up on the roof and weighting the roof down with a lot of weight. But that was a big thing, especially in the Jostler era and so forth, back in mm-hmm. the 50s, 60s, 70s. Tile roofs were a big deal, right?
They are, and they still are. Mm-hmm. Concrete and clay tile. You'll see them all over Tucson. And what people don't realize is that tile system, actually, tiles will last you 100 years if
right.
it's cared for. That's the tile. What seals your roof is actually the underlayment underneath the tile.
Right.
And those last really only about 20, 25 years. And so you do have to watch that. People all of a sudden, hey, my tile roof, why am I getting a leak? And it's because right. that underlayment.
Right.
And so what we have to do is come and remove the tile, put a new underlayment in. The good news for a lot of our people here in Tucson is in the last 10 or 15 years, we've got some new underlayment materials and technologies that last a lot longer than that. So mm-hmm. we can actually get a 40 or 50-year underlayment. We can also put a cool roof technology.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, isn't that cool? No pun
yeah.
intended. Actually,
right.
pun intended.
Yeah.
There's a way that we can actually put the battens. These are the horizontal boards that you'll see when you see people putting tile on. Those, if you elevate those, there's a special technology that allows airflow and water flow to happen when it comes under the tile but over your sheathing, or what they call the decking. And that actually can be 20 or more degrees cooler in your roof. Well, imagine what that does for your power bill.
Right.
And so we're really counseling a lot of our customers that when they do come in and redo their tile roof, that they do the elevated battens and the ventilated bird stops and allow that airflow to happen. And it's a much more energy efficient
right.
solution. Over the years, you'll save money.
And then a lot of people in Tucson have just a typical built-up little roof, and then they have the white coating that's just basically, when it's painted on it, it suddenly becomes just like a big giant piece of vinyl. It all sticks together. It's like a big giant tarp that's kind of made in a way, kind of.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have that. So that's where the white roofs come from, right?
Right. And how many of us, and I can imagine many of your listeners have been up on the roof, either sometimes in the heat and patching that,
right?
And putting another coat, what it is. And many people don't realize is that the coatings that we have on those flat roofs are actually just protects what actually seals the roof, the membranes underneath. And so you have to be careful and keep that coating, which breaks down over time because of the UV rays.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not keeping that coating up and getting your recoated, we don't call it painting it because it actually is a thicker, you got to get a good number of mils under there. And then, but that protects from the UV rays, the membrane. And once the membrane starts to break down, you need to get in there and fix it. Otherwise, you get leaks.
Right.
The other one, too, is when you get the low slope roofs, they also will leak because there's ponding. You know, there mm-hmm. might get a lower area or something like that. You've got to address that. And so our roof specialists know how to make sure that, okay, we've got one of those areas. We know how to build it up a little bit. We then put crickets in, what they call mm-hmm. these things that, against the walls, that allows the water to flow to the scuppers.
Mm-hmm.
And then if necessary, we can chip out the scuppers if those are starting to leak and really seal that effectively, and then put the coating on top.
Right. And so an average roof that was, say, put in maybe 10 years ago or 15 years ago, probably if it hasn't been inspected recently, it's probably about time. You know?
Yeah, and it's funny how we get so much sunshine here in Tucson that we kind of, the leaks or potential leaks in our roof goes out of our mind until it rains.
Right.
And then when it rains, we start, the phone starts ringing.
Right.
And so we had some storms in June, July, August that came through. And when we opened our doors, our phone started ringing, and we had a number of different storm damage issues. One of the things that's a real advantage for a lot of our customers about Mighty Dog, too, is that we've actually, because of the power of the national franchise, we've got a team up in Nebraska that focuses specifically on engaging with the insurance companies on a claim. And so we're not just alone talking
right.
to the insurance claim people with our customer, but a number of our customers have really, in fact, we just got a wonderful review yesterday from one of our clients that they came, the insurance company said, yeah, we'll only replace half your roof. And we actually were able to document the damage and show them through our team, and they were able to get the full roof replaced as was yeah. necessary.
And you can't replace half a roof in most cases.
Well,
yeah,
they try maybe. And there's a lot of people in the insurance industry, and is a wonderful industry, by the way. I've got a high regard for my my peers that are serving their customers in insurance, both the agents as well as the people who are dealing on the claim side, but. There's a lot of different systems, processes, et cetera, involved in that. And the advantage to Mighty Dog is we not only have the staff, the ability to do that, but the application of technology. So one of the big things that we strive for is we call it top dog communication.
Mm-hmm.
And that's both internally amongst ourselves as a team, but with our clients, that they know that we are there and that we manage expectations. We're communicating in a proactive manner. We're reacting and responding very quickly when they do call. And we've got the technology and the processes and systems to do that. And that's what we're really attracted to.
Right, right. And you're using top-of-the-line material, Owens Corning Roofing Platinum Preferred roofing material, which is the state of the art and the gold standard, perhaps.
And we've decided we're only going to be using the better materials, and that gets to some of the materials that are designed actually for the type of weather we have here in Tucson. So
right.
especially when we get to those flat roofs, where we use there's a company called Polyglass that does actually designed some materials that actually are for our climate, and so we use those specifically.
We're talking to Rob Lamb, him and his wife Molly own Mighty Dog Roofing here in Tucson, a kind of a new company, a franchise that's been around for several decades, but new to Tucson because Molly and Rob have started their business here in Tucson. So someone might be listening and saying, man, I know I need to repair my roof, but I don't have the money right this second. Part of what you offer is financing, right, which is a really important part of this process.
We do. I mean, that's the hard part is we've all been in a situation where you get a large expense that you were not expecting that comes in. And we do. We've got a number of financing options that we can bring to the table for our customers and give them a couple different choices about how that works. And we also like to manage the expectations. A lot of times what I tell our customers is we are probably not going to be the lowest price
right.
roofer, but we are committed to being the highest value roofer
right.
for our customers.
If somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how would they get a hold of Mighty Dog Roofing? Give you a call on the phone, probably, right?
Yeah. You can call us. The best way is just, Google, get on there, Mighty Dog Roofing. It's real easy of Tucson.
Beautiful website.
All of our material, it's real easy to get a hold of us there. You can also call me directly or our office if you want to call there. Our phone number at the office, if you care to call, is 520-668-9949.
Great.
And call us there.
Thank you, Rob Lamb, and good luck to you and Molly and Mighty Dog Roofing. We wish you all the best of luck, and everything's looking up for you, right?
Oh, always, always.
You're listening to Jump in Tucson. Thank you.